Now let us come to the sutra itself, the Heart Sutra itself. And here there are mainly two things to be considered. First of all, the literary form of the sutra, and secondly, its spiritual content. Now I'm going to begin by making what may appear at first to be a rather startling suggestion, and that is that in this sutra, in the Heart Sutra, form and content are of equal importance. That the form of the sutra is in reality part of the content itself. That the frame, as it were, is really part of the picture. Or, to coin a phrase, that the medium is the message. Now let's go into this in detail. First of all, the structure of the sutra is dramatic. It's a sort of dialogue, this sutra. I think if we start thinking of the sutra in this way, it'll become easier to understand. It's a sort of dialogue. It's a dialogue between two characters. It's a dialogue between Avalokiteshvara on the one hand and Shariputra on the other. So we have to inquire, who are they? And what do they represent? If we understand this, who these two characters in the dialogue are and what they represent, then we shall understand a very great deal of the meaning of the sutra. Now, Avalokiteshvara is one of the great bodhisattvas. A bodhisattva being, in the highest sense, a sort of embodiment of one particular, one special aspect of enlightenment, of Buddhahood. So Avalokiteshvara is one of these great bodhisattvas. And here, in this context, he represents perfect wisdom. Avalokiteshvara here, in this dialogue, as it were, in this sutra, speaks for perfect wisdom. He represents, he embodies perfect wisdom. Usually, in the general Mahayana context, Avalokiteshvara represents or embodies compassion. We say that Manjushri represents wisdom, Avalokiteshvara compassion, Vajrapani power. But here, he represents wisdom. Perfect wisdom, transcendental wisdom, or prajna paramita. Of course, ultimately, wisdom and compassion are inseparable. Through wisdom, one knows voidness, reality. Through compassion, one makes it known to others. The name Avalokiteshvara means the Lord who looks down. And he looks down in compassion. And here in the sutra, at the beginning, he's shown as looking down in compassion on the world, out of the depths of his wisdom, his perfect wisdom, and looking down in compassion, especially on Sariputra. So just imagine this, just visualize this scene, as it were. The great bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, the embodiment of wisdom, looking down in compassion on the world and on Sariputra. Now, who is Sariputra? Historically, Sariputra is one of the Buddha's two chief disciples. The other chief disciple was, of course, Mahamoggallana. Mahamoggallana was famous for his psychic powers, his iddhis. But Sariputra was famous for his wisdom. Now, according to tradition, Sariputra was the founder of the Abhidharma. I'm sorry to have to introduce these technical terms, but we can hardly avoid them. The Abhidharma means that particular branch of Buddhism which specializes in the study of the Dharmas. That is to say, specializes in the study of these ultimate elements to which the whole process of existence can be reduced. So in this context, in the Heart Sutra, Sariputra stands for wisdom in the more Hinayana sense. So now we've got a clue, as it were, to the meaning of the whole work. The whole sutra, the whole of the Heart Sutra, is, as it were, a dialogue between wisdom on the one hand and perfect wisdom on the other. Not only a dialogue, almost a clash, you may say, a tension between wisdom and perfect wisdom. Or if you like, between, at a somewhat lower level, spiritual insight represented by Avalokiteshvara and the more intellectual type of understanding represented by Sariputra. And it's rather significant, perhaps, that in this dialogue, or at least in the shorter version of the sutra, Sariputra doesn't actually say anything. He doesn't actually say anything. In other words, we can say that in this sort of context, in the context of the Heart Sutra, at least, the intellect doesn't answer back. Which is what it's usually doing. It's reached the point where it's able to transcend itself. One of the great Christian mystics says, reason dies in giving birth to ecstasy. So we can also say that wisdom dies in giving birth to perfect wisdom. We can also say that the sutra, the Heart Sutra, represents what is, in a way, the central situation of the spiritual life. It represents wisdom in process of becoming perfect wisdom. It represents the dharmas in the process of being dissolved into shunyata. It represents intellectual understanding in process of being transformed into spiritual insight. And when we read the sutra, when we recite the sutra, when we reflect upon the sutra, we have to remember that this situation represented by the sutra is not outside us, it's inside. We have to remember that Sariputra is inside us. That Avalokiteshvara too is inside us. And we have to realize that the Sariputra in us must learn to listen to hearken to the Avalokiteshvara in us.